This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Jennifer Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the stage sharing it with the cheerleaders. The Litchfield cheerleaders are up here. They're the only ones allowed on the stage along with this announcer. As we'll start things off, Carlinville will have the ball first. Litchfield will come out in a 2-3 zone. On the dribble, over on the side, it will be Siglock. Siglock dishes it off to Bersey. Now an inside backdoor play is good for Aaron Wills, who's off the glass and good. Aaron Wills with a nice backdoor cut for the first 2 points of the game. Now the other way go the Purple Panthers. Shots up and off range, as that time it was Blaine Sturt who had that one go wide right. So the Cavaliers will come right back with it. Siglock with the ball. Takes it up top and he'll dish it off to Duckles. Duckles brings it over on the wing to Siglock. Siglock gets a screen from Wills, goes to the hole, now kicks it out in the corner. They'll reverse, go back up top. Ball comes back around to Ethan Siglock. Ethan looks inside. Now they'll give the ball off to Aaron Wills. Wills is bottled up there, so he'll kick back out for a three. Bottom of the net for Ethan Siglock. He gets a tray, and just like that, Cavaliers have opened up a 5-0 lead. We've played but 1 minute in the first quarter. With the ball is Stewart. He passes it off to Ayers. Ayers goes inside to the corner. It'll go to Sartoff over there. He'll bring it back up top. Now it'll come up to Blake McGill. McGill will swing it over to Ileano McGill. Back in the corner. Three-point shot up from the corner is no good. Chase Ayers could not find the range there. Back come the Cavaliers. To Bersey with the ball. He says, let's set the offense up. He'll kick it over on the right wing, giving it off over there to Siglock. Now back up top it goes to Mason Duckles. The 5'11 junior swings it over to the far wing. Now back to the other side to Siglock. Now into the corner it goes. They'll try to get the ball into trim. Double teamed, and the ball is knocked away. Turnover number one on CHS. Down inside Doug Oaks. Quick shots up. Rolls off the rim. Will not go for Emiliano McGill. Fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the blue-clad Cavaliers. Cavaliers in their blue uniforms with the crimson and white trim, white numerals. LHS in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. 2 minutes into this one, 5-0 Cavaliers with the lead. McGill with the ball. Swings it over on the corner to Sturt. His shot will not go from three-point land, and the Cavaliers come away with the ball. Siglock brings it down on a dribble. He has Wills at a high post. Instead, he'll go over to the wing. Back the other side, it goes to Duckles. Duckles on a drive, goes to the elbow, picks up his dribble, dishes it off to Tabersi. Now back to Siglock for three. Bottom of the net. As Ethan Siglock has found the range from three-point land twice, makes it 8-0 Carlinville. Purple Panthers still looking for their first points of the night. It'll be McGill with the three-point shot. It won't go. They'll fight for the rebound. And it's chased down all the way on the other side by Blaine Sturt. Sturt's going to give the ball off to Blake McGill. McGill back to Sturt. As Sturt tries to drive, the ball's going to be kicked. They say it went off of his foot last. So turnover number one on Litchfield will give the ball back to Carlinville at the five-minute mark of the first quarter. Caddies 8. Purple Panthers nothing. Siglock. Over to Bersey, back to Siglock. Now into the wing it goes to Wills. Wills swings it back across, backdoor cut. He's up and off the glass. No, he just decided to lay it right over the edge of the rim. Aaron Wills with two backdoor cuts, two good baskets, 10-0. The Cavs have the lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout, too. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, 10-0 is our score. Cavaliers have dominated here in the first 2.5 minutes. 4:49 to go here in the first quarter. Ready to take the ball out is Blaine Sturt. Nobody's come back to take the inbounds pass. Now, finally, the freshman, Carson Sartoff, says, well, if nobody else is going to go take the pass, I better take it. He'll get it and give it right back. And Sturt will take the ball down the floor. Sturt looking into the corner for McGill. Instead, he'll go to Satoff at the post. From the elbow, it's up, off the iron, no good. Coming up with a rebound, however, is the Purple Panthers. They'll swing it back out top again, as that time it was Ayers who got the loose ball. He has the ball on the elbow, picks up his dribble, gives it off to Sturt. Sturt's going to fire from three. Bottom of the net. Blaine Sturt gets that goose egg off the scoreboard for the Purple Panthers. Makes it 10-3 as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number one. To Bursey, to Trim. Tried to go inside, deflected. They'll go back outside and reverse. Give it off to Duckles. Duckles back to Bursey. Bursey says, let's set things up. Gives it off to Siglock, then gets the pass back. Looks to see if he can get the ball inside to Wills. It's covered, so they'll go to Trim. His layup is good. Baseline. Ethan Trim made a very good move on the left side of the lane. He went right down the baseline, back up and off the glass, and good. 12-3 is the Cavalier lead. Satoff with the ball in the corner. He's going to jump from pin. It'll roll off the rim. No good. Wills comes up with the rebound. The 6'5 junior skied for that one. He'll bring it back the other way as Siglock has the ball. He'll look inside, trying to go to Wills. A little bit too long, too strong. Turnover number two is Satoff. Takes the ball away. Over on the far side is McGill. His shot's up from three-point land. It won't go. Well, the Purple Panthers are living and dying from the three-point land here in the early going. They've made one. They've missed several. They trail 12-3 as we go down to 3 minutes first quarter. Siglock with the ball. Back over to the far wing. It goes to Duckles. Duckles goes back over. Sets it up. Now they'll go inside as the two men switch. Trim to the basket. Up. Gets his own rebound. He had two arms on him. He still powers that ball up. Gets the shot to drop. He'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Ethan Trim will go to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. Cabinet designs, blinds, mattresses, and more. Heinz Furniture. Trim to the free throw line. As Aiden Teich has reported into the ballgame for CHS. Replacing Duckles. Trim going to eye it. Trim going to try it. Trim going to buy it. So Ethan now has 5 points. It's 15-3. Cavaliers with a 12-point lead. Back the other way, Blaine Sturt over on the wing. He'll give it off to Keenan Powell just into the ballgame. Powell goes to Satoff. Baseline up and over Trim. Misses the shot. Trim clears the rebound. Kicks a long pass out to Tabersi. Tabersi says, no, let's don't run it. So they'll slow it up. Siglock will set the offense up. Alex Strutner just in the ballgame has a pass go over his head and out of bounds. And Strutner couldn't strut high enough to get to that one. The 5'11 senior said that one sail over his head and goes up against the railing in front of the stage. Turnover number one on CHS. And the Purple Panthers will bring the ball down the floor, trailing 15-3 as we approach the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. Blaine Stewart with an overload, looking to go down in the corner to Jay Stewart. Instead, they'll go to the other side to Satoff. Satoff swings, brings it back over to Stewart. Stewart's going to drive, almost traveled, kicks the ball out, gives it off to McGill. McGill into the lane, gives it off to Powell. Powell swings it back up to Blaine Sturt for three. Rattles around, won't go down. Trim comes up with yet another rebound. Ethan Trim, 6'2 senior for the Carlinville Cavaliers. Four juniors and one senior in the starting lineup for Coach David Suits. Now it goes back over to Alex Strutner, another senior on the team. And he'll swing it back up top to Tabersi. Tabersi goes in to the post, giving it off to Teich. Now they'll swing it back out for three. Off the iron, no good. Strutner tried it, couldn't buy it. Rebound is up and no good by Tabersi. And Satoff finally comes away with the rebound for LHS. 1:15 to go, quarter number one. 15-3 is the Cavalier lead. Powell with the ball, swings it over on the wing to McGill. McGill drives, kicks off to Satoff. Now back to Powell in the corner, up top to Stewart. 2-3 zone by the Cavaliers, given the Purple Panthers fits inside. They can't seem to get the shots to drop them inside, so they'll go outside. And Blake McGill gets bottom of the net. He's outside the three-point line over on the left wing, makes it 15-6. Two threes in the game for the Purple Panthers. That's their entire scoring. Now it is Tabersi with the ball. He's being guarded by Powell. He'll go over on the other side to Siglock. Siglock with a shot from three-point land, and it's good. Don't look now, but Ethan Siglock has found the range three times from three-point land. He has 9 points, half of the Cavaliers scoring, as they lead 18-6. We go into the final 20 seconds. Three-point shot up and good by Jace Sturt, the freshman. He gets bottom of the net. Three threes for the Purple Panthers on the early quarter here. Right down to the final seconds of the first quarter. Siglett's going to fire a long three, bottom of the net. He was being closely guarded. It was a very contested shot, but that's the way it's been going for Ethan Siglock in quarter number one. Give him four threes, give him 12 points, give the Cavaliers a 21-9 lead after one quarter. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. There have been 7 three-point shots made here in the first quarter. Four of them by Ethan Siglock for the Cavaliers, one each for Blaine Stewart, Blake McGill, and Jay Stewart for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, who find themselves trailing 21-9 as we head in the second quarter action. Blaine Stewart with the ball picks it up between the circles. He'll swing it over on the wing, giving it off to Gavin Timpson. Now it goes over to Powell. And Powell comes up with a dribble. Keenan goes back the other way. Shots up. No good. They'll fight for the rebound. They're going to say it was deflected off the Cavaliers. And it's going to be Purple Panther ball. Coach Suits, I don't think, was really too pleased with that one. But he'll accept the call anyway. Out top it goes to Jay Stewart. Jay Stewart swings it over to Blaine Stewart, who gets bottom of the net. So the Purple Panthers have hit the four shots, all of them from three-point land, and they trail 21-12 here as the pass goes over on the wing to Taberzi, now down in the corner to Duckles. Mason will bring the ball back out on a dribble between the circles. Now he'll head over to the right side, then he'll look for Strutner over in the corner. Here's Strutner on the wing. He wants to go inside, dishing it off to Wills, but that's not there. So the Cavaliers will reverse the ball. Up top it goes to Taberzi. Taberzi dishes it inside to Aiden Teich just into the game. Back up top to Taberzi it goes. Now over to Teich. Now back on the wing it goes to Strutner. Strutner brings it out on the dribble. Powell doing a good job of harassing him. He'll reverse the ball back around to Duckles. Duckles in front of us here on the stage. Almost lost it, but he got it off to Strutner. Halleck's 5'11 senior. Ball is stolen by Satar. Satar going to go the length of the floor and get the layup. Carson Satar showed some quickness for the big guy. 6-foot freshman creates turnover number 4 on CHS. Takes it the length of the floor, gets the layup, makes it 21-14. It's a 7-point game as we approach the 6-minute mark of the second quarter. Wills with the ball goes inside, post up. Nope, they're going to call a foul on the shot as it looked like that time. Teich had a good look at the basket, but he got whacked in the act by Carson Satoff. That'll be Carson's first. It'll send Aiden Teich to the free throw line to shoot two. Teich will go to the Hines free throw line and take a couple of free throws. First one's up, and the first one's good. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville, fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take some home today. So Teich makes the first free throw, his first point of the game, makes it 22-14. He'll eye that second. He'll try that second one. He'll buy that second one. As that one hit back iron, bounced up high, dropped down true. And as a result, Teich with those two free throws will have a seat as Ethan Trim's gotten a bit of a rest, and he'll come back in at the 6-10 mark of the second quarter. Blaine Stewart to Satoff. Satoff at the free throw line. Can't find anybody to throw to. Throws it over on the wing. It's almost deflected out of bounds, but Powell saves it. Inside it goes to Satoff. Satoff goes on a reverse layup. Up and good as Gavin Timpson got the pass from Satoff. Gives Satoff a assist and give Timmons the 2 points. Makes it 23-16. Still a 7-point bulge for the Cavs. Over on the far side to Verzi. Into a double team. He'll swing the ball back up to Siglock. Siglock not on the side of the floor where he hit all the threes. Gives it off to Traversa. Back outside it goes to Duckles. His shot won't go, but there's Trim to come up with a rebound. Ethan Trim with his third bucket to go along with the free throw. He has 7, and the lead is 25-6. Cavies on top. Purple Panthers with the ball. Blaine Sturt rolls one in from just inside the 3-point line, so we'll give him 2. And that makes it 25-18. 5 minutes to go till halftime. To Bursey, inside to Duckles, off to Trim. Trim's shot will not go, but a foul going to be called. And this one's going to go against Jace Stewart. Stewart will pick up his first. I think it's going to go on Stewart. We're going to have a mask timeout. So with 4:58 to go until halftime, 25-18 is the Cavalier lineup. We'll take a break. You're listening to WSMI. As we return to live action following the timeout, it'll be Ethan Trim going to the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. Cabinet designs, blinds, mattresses, and more. Trim's first free throw will not roll in. He'll get another one. He'll eye the second, try the second. It comes up short, but there's Aaron Wills with the rebound. Wills with a turnaround from 12 feet in front of the rim. It will not go. He came up short on that one, and so now Blaine Stewart and the Purple Panthers will bring the ball down the floor, set the offense up. They'll get the ball into Sathoff, who's in the lane. He'll kick it back outside, getting the ball off to Jace Stewart. Now into the corner to Powell. Powell's going to take a couple dribbles inside the three-point line. He'll rise up and shoot that shot and get it to drop. Keenan Powell, the freshman, standing in at 5'10", gets his first 2 points of the game, makes it 25-20. Slowly, the Purple Panthers are trying to fight their way back into this one. There's DeBersey with the ball up top. He'll give it off to Duckles. Duckles looking up top. Nobody there, so he'll reverse the ball. Now they said, let's set it up. They'll set Wills as a low post down there on the elbow. Goes Trim. He'll set a pick for Duckles or for Seelock. Seelock to the elbow did not shoot. Instead, he'll dish it off to Duckles. Duckles into the corner to DeBersey. Back out top to Seelock. Ooh, may have got away with a travel there before he got the dribble down. If you do it quick enough, you can get it to work sometimes. Duckles into the corner goes to Seelock. Seelock being hounded over there by Jace Stewart. And the Cavaliers doing a good job reversing. Now to Wills off the glass. It won't go. Trim tried to tip it up. Going to be a foul called, I believe this is going to go against the Purple Panthers, as this is going to be personal foul number 2 on Jace Stewart. So he was trying to push Trim out of the way, and that's no easy job in itself. With 3:35 left to go in the second quarter, Carlinville has a 25-20 lead. They want a 30-second timeout, and we'll take a break too. You're listening to WSMI. Want to remind you to stay tuned. Following this game, we'll have game number 2 of our boy-girl doubleheader tonight. It'll be a girls game, Lincolnwood at Nokomis. That's game number 2 of our doubleheader. Tomorrow, a busy day. Spotlight on Sports comes your way Saturday morning at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. And then WSMI Sports Saturday comes your way at 9:03. We'll have high school girls basketball live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Hillsboro at Southwestern, that game on WSMI FM 106. And Illinois is at Ohio State tomorrow as well. You can hear that one on WAOX. This time, as the shot is missed, coming up with the rebound was Wills. He tried to go back up, and there was Powell, who had his hand on top of the ball. A great block down at the other end, however. Powell, in his haste to get to the basket, shuffled his feet for turnover number 2. And so it will be Cavaliers ball with 3:16 to go here till halftime. 25-20, Cavies with the lead and the ball. DeBersey looking to see if he can go into the high post. Duckles. Instead, he'll go to Wills in the corner. Wills sends it back up top. With the ball is Seelock. He'll swing it on a skip pass over to Duckles. Duckles drives the baseline up and off the glass and good. Nice move there by Mason Duckles, who gets his first 2 points of the night, makes it 27-20. And so now the Purple Panthers trailing by 7, down by 5 just a moment ago. Looked like they might be able to get it within 3. Now Stewart is going to stop and pop from the right side of the lane. And I believe a reach-in foul going to be called on Seelock, as Ethan got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. His first, and that will send Blaine Stewart to the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture floor coverings. coverings in Carlinville. Fifth generation. As Blaine Sturt makes that first free throw, gives him 6 points in the quarter, 9 points in the game. He'll get another one. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. He'll buy it again. So Sturt, perfect 2 for 2 from the charity stripe, gives him 7 points in the quarter, 10 points in the game. Back to a 5-point game as we hit the 2:30 mark of the second quarter. Siglock goes over on the wing to Duckles. Duckles tried to skip pass, and Blaine Sturt comes in there and makes a steal. He'll go coast to coast. Off the glass, it will not go. Fighting for the rebound, it comes down to little brother Jay Sturt, and as Sturt goes up for the shot, going to be a foul call. Sturt was underneath there, but the shot, I'm sorry, I got that mixed up. That wasn't Sturt, that was Gavin Timpson. Timpson's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Timpson goes to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Floor coverings in Carlinville since 1854. First free throw is no good. He'll get another one. That foul went on to Bursey, be his first. Second free throw up and good for Gavin Timpson. Timpson wearing number 30. I thought it was 33 that was going to the line, but it was number 30. Gavin Timpson, the 5'11 sophomore, his first free throw give him 3 points on the game. Makes it 27-24. We approach the 2-minute mark of the second quarter. Tabersi with the ball up top, swings it over on the right wing to Duckles. Duckles looking for Wills inside. He's covered up, so he'll go back up top to Siglock. Siglock now is going to skip pass over to Tabersi. Tabersi looking on the elbow, see if he can get the ball into Trim. Trim's being guarded closely there by Satoff. They're making sure that Trim doesn't get an open look at the ball as much as possible. Wills does get an open look from 12 feet out. His shot won't go. Trim with the rebound. Put it up, and it's good. Ethan Trim, with those offensive rebounds, has been a man amongst boys here in the first half. Give Trim 9 points on the game, and it's 29-23. Carlinville with a 6-point lead. Blaine Sturt, 4-3. Bottom of the net. Well, we hadn't had a whole bunch of threes here in the second quarter. Blaine Sturt picks up his second one, however, of the quarter, three in the game. Now Satoff with a deflection, but the pass comes over, and it's going to, oh, I thought it was going to be tied up. They said play on. Wills gets the ball over the edge of the rim. It's good. Aaron Wills just stopped and popped from about 10 feet in front of the basket. Into the final minute we go. 3-point shot up, and no good as that time. It was McGill who attempted the shot. It was Trim who come up with a rebound. 45 seconds. Coach Suit says, hey, let's play for once. 31-26, Cavies with a 5-point lead. They led 21-9 after one. It's 31-26 right now. And to Wills, it goes at the elbow. Back out to Tabersi, then to Siglock. Siglock, who had four threes. This time he has his pocket picked by Blaine Sturt. He almost, yes, he does come back and had a steal. Nope, they're going to say he was out of bounds. So it was not a steal. And with 23 seconds to go, the Purple Panthers will inbound under their own basket. Sturt with an outstanding job there of pilfering the ball at midcourt. But as he went the other way, Siglock deflected it out of bounds. Didn't get to the layup. Instead, they get the ball into Satoff. Satoff, oh, his pass for Gavin Timpson was too long and too strong. Turnover number 4 on LHS. Back the other way come the Cavaliers trailing. They're leading by 5, 31-26, Carlinville with the lead and the ball. Tabersi, being hounded by Powell, gets the ball over to Siglock. Thought about a 3. Instead, he'll go to Trim off the glass and good. Mr. Automatic from the left side of the lane. Trim has come up with 6 points in the quarter, 11 points in the half. And as we come to halftime, it is Carlinville 33, Litchfield 26. Back with a halftime after these messages on WSMI. We'll switch ends and start third quarter action with the Litchfield Purple Panthers going to the east basket. Or as we look down on the floor from the stage, they're going from our right to our left. The Cavaliers, decked out in their blue uniforms, they will be going from left to right or to the west end as we start play here in the third quarter. Possession favors the Cavaliers, so they'll come to midcourt right in front of the stage. Inbound the ball from there. We'll be underway with 8 minutes on the clock. Quarter number 3, 33-26. Carlinville with the lead and the ball. Siglock brings it down on the dribble. He'll look over on the wing for Taberzi. Instead, he'll take the dribble right on in and up. Very simply, that time, nobody picked him up as he split the difference of the two guards up high on the 2-3 zone. Dropped right in, got his first two of the night to go along with four threes. He has 14 points. Now the other way, pass intended for Sturt, goes awry, and it's stolen by the Cavaliers. Turnover number five on LHS. Siglock over on the wing to Taberzi, back to Siglock, then over to Duckles. Duckles back up to Siglock. Duckles wants to go out in the corner. Instead, they'll go across and skip pass to Taberzi. Taberzi gets the ball into Wills. Wills may have traveled, got away with it, but his errant pass is stolen by Powell. Back the other way goes LHS. On the dribble drive is McGill. Blake decides to pull out, gives it off to Satoff at the elbow. He'll stop, he'll pop, it won't go. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Aiden Taberzi, who slices into the lane, picks up that ball, and away go the Cavaliers the other way. Wills sitting at one low post on the block. Trim sitting at the other low post. Wings spread out wide at the free throw line extended. Now Cutter going through. That's Duckles. So he'll swing around and go out in the corner. Coach didn't like what he saw, so Coach Suit says, I need a timeout to make sure we're all on the same page. As he takes a timeout, we'll take one too. 6:41 to go, third quarter. 35-26, Carlinville with the lead. Carlinville with the ball when we come back on WSMI. There's what you call a good coaching point. 9-point lead, got the ball, but he didn't like the way his offense was set up or wasn't set up. They weren't doing what he wanted. So Coach Suit says, hey, let's take a break. Let's have a little discussion. Let's get this right. But we'll go back following the timeout to that 2-3 zone the Purple Panthers are playing. We'll see what the Cavaliers do to attack. Now send Taberzi through into the low post and then reverse and switch the two low posts. Taberzi with a skip pass over on the other side to Duckles. His shot won't go, but long shot means long rebound. Taberzi comes up with a rebound and the putback. Aiden Taberzi, with his first points of the game, did a good job there, realizing the shot from the opposite side was going to come away long. He gets in rebound position, puts it back in for his first 2 points. Now Powell at the elbow pulls up, decides to pass up on the shot. Still, he'll give the ball to McGill. McGill to the lane, off the glass, and good. Blake McGill got a 2 to go with a 3, and he's got 5 points. It's back to a 9-point game. Cavvy's going to set up. This time they'll put Wills on the high post. They'll swing over to Duckles. Now into Trim. Trim tried to force it inside. He knew as soon as he threw it that was not a good idea. The other way we're going for the basket is Powell. We got a couple of Cavaliers who collided and went up against that wall pretty hard. Duckles comes away and seems like he's okay. He's kind of shaking his head, but for his efforts, he's going to pick up the foul. And that'll send Keenan Powell to the free throw line. He'll go to the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville, fifth generation. Stocked with quality furniture on sale, take some home today. Powell's free throw's up, then it will not go. He'll get another one. So Powell resets, scratches his head a little bit, as if to say, what did I do wrong on that? Let's see if I can get it right here. He drops those knees, now eyes it, now tries it. It won't go as that one goes off the iron. Coming away with the rebound is Mason Duckles, the 5'11 junior. So at the 5:30 mark, leading 37-28, Cavvies will set that offense up. They'll have Aaron Wills at a high post and swing it over on the wing to Ryan Hart just into the ballgame. Back up top, it'll go to Duckles, now to Hart, far three. Rattled around, wouldn't go down, but there's Trim for the rebound. As he goes up, three different guys go down. Who are they going to call the foul on here? They're going to call the foul on Ethan Trim. That's one of those situations where he was in there with a couple guys. He went up straight. That's what the coach is trying to tell the official. And the official says, that's not the way I saw it. So Trim's going to pick up the foul. That'll be his first foul. And Coach Suits has to be pleased that Ethan has played a very aggressive first half plus some. He's got 11 points so far, and he just picked up his first foul. And a lot of times when the big guys are aggressive inside, You get called for more fouls. This is his first one, and it comes at the 5-10 mark of the third quarter. Stewart bringing the ball across midcourt for the Purple Panthers, being guarded over there by Traverzi. He'll swing to the elbow, off to Powell for three. Nope, cut back iron and kicked off. However, the rebound comes down to Chase Hires. Hires gives the ball off to Stewart. Stewart dribbling, gives it off to Powell. Powell going to kick it inside to Satov. He'll go up against Trim, over the top, and good. Satov with a bucket, his second of the game, give him 4 points, makes it 37-30. Litchfield hanging around, just can't seem to get much closer than that, although they did have it down to four in the first half. Up top it goes to Duckles. Duckles will swing it across. They'll bring it back up to Siglock. Siglock, who had the hot first quarter. We haven't heard much from him since then. Maybe he's resting that arm. Had four threes in that first quarter. Still sitting with those. And 1-2. He's got 14 points. Trim with the ball in the corner. Swings it back out to Duckles. Now into the corner it goes. Shots up and no good. But there's Wills for the offensive rebound. Give the Cavaliers credit. They have gotten a plethora of points off of offensive rebounds. Doing a good job of getting in there, getting position when those shots are missed. They've got the big guys in there, Wills and Trim, coming up with the offensive rebounds, the putbacks, and the easy twos. Now the other way, it is McGill on the drive, giving it off to Chase Hires. And now Hires, as the pass tries to go back to him, he kicked it up top. They tried to throw it back inside. It's stolen away by Trim. Cavaliers leading by 9 at the 3:30 mark of the third quarter. Knuckles with the ball, gives it Trim in the baseline. Powell makes sure that Trim doesn't get the baseline drive that time, so they'll go off on the other side trying to get the ball into Wills. As they reverse the ball around, it's going to go over and back. Violation will give the ball over to LHS. So the Cavaliers have made 8 turnovers in the game, unofficially. 6 turnovers for Litchfield, who have the ball under their own basket. And we're going to have a timeout at the 3:14 mark. It'll be a full timeout. 39-30, Carlinville with the lead. Litchfield with the ball when we come back on WSMI. Back to live action we go. McGill with the ball. Blake drives baseline. Shots up. No good. But Siglock's going to get called for the foul. That'll be Ethan's second. It will send McGill to the free throw line to shoot 2. So it'll be Blake McGill headed to the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. First free throw's up and good. You got cabinet design, you got blinds, you got mattresses and more. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings. Blake McGill's first free throw is good. He'll get another. And it just like the other. So 2 for 2 from the free throw line for Blake McGill. He has 4 points in the quarter. He has 7 points in the game. Cavaliers lead by 7 as the Purple Panthers go back in to that 2-3 zone. Siglock going to drive over on the right side and then bring the ball back up top to Duckles. Duckles going to go and give it off to, well, he's going to drive it in himself and get his own rebound and puts it back in. Mason Duckles faked the pass, took the ball to the hole. Shot wouldn't drop, but he gets his own rebound. Once again, the Cavaliers with an offensive rebound and a putback for 2 points. McGill, bottom of the net, as Blake McGill hits from the three-point line for the second time tonight. Give him 7 points in the quarter. Give him 10 points on the game. I thought there was a timeout, but evidently there wasn't a timeout call. A little miscommunication. In any event, with 2:33 to go here in the third quarter, Cavaliers leading 41-35. We'll bring the ball down the floor. Siglock on the dribble, off to Duckles. Duckles back to Siglock. Over to Wills on the corner. Back, they'll reverse it on the other side to Duckles. Siglock up top for three. Bottom of the net. Hadn't heard from him in quite a while, but Ethan Siglock says, I still got the touch. Gives him 5 1/4, 17 for the game for the 6'1 junior, Ethan Siglock. Back the other way, Powell has the ball in the corner. Reversing the ball, gives it off to Chase Hires. Hires now up top to Blaine Stewart. Stewart, being guarded by Duckles, picks up his dribble. This is over on the wing to Hires. Chase takes it into the elbow and then tries to pass it into Satoff. Satoff, being guarded by Trim, takes it to the hole and then decides to back out. Gives the ball off to Jace Stewart. Stewart going to the basket is going to be fouled, as it was a blocking foul called. I'm not sure who they wanted to call that one on. They're going to call it on Aaron Wills. So Wills will pick up his first, not a shooting foul. So Litchfield will inbound at the 140 mark to Stewart in the corner for three. Off the backboard will not go. Satoff could not recover it, and instead it's Taberzi who comes down with the rebound. Off to Siglock. Siglock over on the right side. Drives to the baseline. Now passes off, intended for Trim. But getting a hand in there was Chase Hires. Did a good job of deflecting that one out of bounds. It'll be Carlinville ball. One, two, three. Showing on the third quarter clock. 44-35. Cavies with a lead. Siglock with the ball. Free throw line extended over on the left side. He'll back it out between the circles. Reset the offense. Over on the wing, he'll give it off to Duckles. Duckles picked his dribble up. There he said, shuffled his feet. Turnover number 9 on CHS. 1-1-1. Showing on that third quarter clock there. As Duckles wasn't quite sure what he had done to travel, the official gives him a brief explanation, and Mason just kind of nods in agreement, like, okay, thank you for explaining it to me. Back the other way, Jay Stewart with the ball. Gives the ball off to Hires. Hires off to Blaine Stewart. Stewart right here in front of us, going to dribble to the elbow. Stops, pops, gets it to drop. Blaine Stewart comes up with his first points of the second half. He has 15 on the game. It's a 7-point game once again. The two teams have played even here in the third quarter, as Carlinville had a 7-point lead at halftime. Now they'll bring it up top to Duckles with 30 seconds to go. Back over in the wing it goes to Taberzi. Taberzi to Siglock. Siglock to Taberzi. Taberzi watching for a cutter coming through. It's Duckles coming through. Instead, they'll give to Trim at the elbow. Trim drives, powers up. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Jace Stewart had it in his hands, but he had it poked away from him, and the Cavaliers maintain possession. Final 10 seconds, quarter number 3. Here we go. Siglock with the ball on the point to Duckles over on the wing. Duckles is going to try to drive in. Going to be a jump ball called. And the arrow favors Litchfield, so that will be turnover number 10 on CHS. And the Purple Panthers trailing by 7. We'll have 4.5 seconds to try to get a shot off. Stewart on the dribble from 3. Off the iron, no good. We have come to the end of the third quarter. It is Carlinville 44, Litchfield 37. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back of the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Game number 1 goes into the final quarter, as Carlinville has the ball and a 44-37 lead here at Simmons Gymnasium. Don't go away. Right after this one, the girls' game, Lincolnwood at Nokomis, coming your way. Blaine Stewart with a steal. He took that one away from Duckles, and it's going to be a charge foul on Stewart, as they said the defender was set, and Stewart will pick up the foul. He didn't feel like the defender was set, but his vote doesn't count on that. So that offensive foul will also go down as turnover number 7. And the Purple Panthers, who had a chance to cut into that 7-point deficit, is going to have to try it again. Duckles with the ball as he goes baseline. Kicks it over to Siglock for 3. Nope, this one won't go. Fighting for the rebound. I think they're going to get Wills caught on a push-off. Yes, he was trying to create a little bit of space over there. Had a guy that was shorter than him, but he didn't want to get his toes stepped on, so he tried to move him out of the way a little bit. Aaron picks up his second. So with 7:15 to go here in the fourth quarter, Blaine Stewart bringing the ball down, being guarded closely by Taberzi. Stops at the elbow, gives the ball off to Powell. Powell for 3. Off the iron, no good. Siglock comes away with the rebound. Jay Stewart tried for the steal. Instead, it goes to Duckles over on the baseline. He decides he'll skip pass all the way across. As the shot is up and good. Duckles gets the shot to drop, and he has 2 in the quarter, 6 in the game. Once again, the lead has swelled to 9 points. That was Taberzi with a good assist pass as he skipped it across to Duckles, who got the 2. Now the other way, it's McGill. McGill almost lost it. Then he tried to pass to Satop. They're going to say it did go out of bounds as he was stepped on the end line trying to save it. So the Purple Panthers have shot themselves in the foot twice here as they've come down on two possessions and had a chance to score to get closer, and instead they come up with two turnovers and still trail by 9 points. 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Siglock's going to take his time. They're going to set Trim on the block. Now he'll come up to the high post, and Wills will come up to the other high post. They're one on each elbow, and then they'll go to the wing over on the right side. Now up top it'll go to Duckles. Duckles off to Siglock. He'll drive. He'll stop. He'll kick it off to Trim. Oh, Trim with a nice entry pass to Wills, and Wills gets his 10th point of the game. But Trim set that one up with an outstanding pass from the elbow on the left side to the block on the right side. Lane Stewart for three. It won't go. Pruitt coming up, Powell coming up with a rebound. They're going to say he was tied up by Duckles. The alternate possession will give the ball to Carlinville. Blake McGill back in the lineup as Chase Hires will get a break. Nope. They're going to say alternate possession gives it to Litchfield, so they will not lose the ball. Chase Stewart, bottom of the net. Had to be quiet because he was right in front of me. His second tray of the day gives him 6 points, makes it an 8-point game. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. 48-40. Cavaliers have been maintaining that lead pretty much all night long. It was 12 points after one quarter, 7 points after two, 7 points after three, and it's 8 points with 5.5 minutes to go. Wills with the ball on the elbow gives it off to Siglock. Siglock looks inside for Trim. Trim wants to power his way in, and he does. Up and in. This one from the right side. Well, we've seen Ethan working from the left side here in the first half. Now in the second half, he comes up with his first points coming in from the right side. Doesn't matter, left or right, same result, off the glass and good. And for Trim, that's 13 points on the night. Blaine Sturt, bottom of the net, as he picks up his 18th point from way outside the head of the key. That is his fourth three of the night. At the five-minute mark, it's 50-43. Litchfield within seven. Can they get closer? Trim has the ball taken away as he was looking for receivers, and that's not easy. Take the ball away from him. But Blaine Sturt goes coast to coast and misses the layup. Once again, the Litchfield Purple Panthers with an opportunity to cut into that deficit, but they can't get the shot to drop. Now looking inside, instead to Siglock. 4-3, bottom of the net. Ethan Siglock picks up his 20th point of the night. And at the 4:30 mark, the Cavaliers have extended that lead to 53-43. Timeout, says Coach Drew Logan. As they take a timeout, we will too. 4:30 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 53-43, Cavaliers with the lead, Panthers with the ball when we come back on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back of the studio, or as some people would say, she's in charge of keeping me in line tonight. Satoff with a shot from the free throw line goes out of bounds. They're going to say it was deflected and touched last by the Cavaliers. So with 4:19 to go here in the fourth quarter, Purple Panthers trailing by 10. It hasn't ever been much more than that. It was 21-9 after the first quarter. But since then, it's been a single-digit game most all night. McGill for three. Bottom of the net. Blake McGill picks up his 13th point of the night, his third tray of the day. Makes it 53-47. Halfway through quarter number four. Taberzi brings it down on a dribble. Oh, picked up his dribble at midcourt. Not a good idea. But there to save him is Mason Duckles. Duckles gives it back to Taberzi. Taberzi with the ball over on the right side. Looking for Trim cutting through the lane. He's not open. They'll reverse the other way. And then overthrow it. As that time, Aiden Tice tossed that one a little too high for Ethan Trim. He couldn't come up with it. Turnover number 13. Eighth turnover of the second half on the Cavaliers. So the Purple Panthers will inbound. Jace Stewart will toss it in to Blaine Stewart. So it's Stewart to Stewart and to Sathoff at the head of the key. Now it goes off to Jace Stewart, who dribbles it off his foot for turnover number nine. Those unforced errors will come back to bite you every time, as they say. Now Stewart with a steal as he poke-checked that one away. Powell comes up with it. Stewart's going to go to the basket, and it's going to be a charge on Stewart as Duckles was on the floor, and they said in position, I should say. And so as a result, Blaine Sturt will pick up his second. Both of those have been charges tonight. One time he's just going to have to stop right on a dime and put up the jumper there instead of going into it. But in any event, as we approach the three-minute mark, we should be crediting that Carlinville defense, as it's not easy when a guy comes charging down the lane to stand in the way and take the foul. Now coming the other way, Duckles with a reverse layup over on the right side, his fourth point of the quarter, give him eight for the game, and it's a nine-point Carlinville lead. 55-46. Powell with the ball, stops and pops at the free throw line. It will not go, and Wills comes up with the rebound. The Cavaliers have had far more offensive rebounds than have the Purple Panthers tonight, as Litchfield has had very few second chances. To Wills. Oh, Wills tried to pass it across the lane. It was deflected. And then as Trim tries to turn and go up with a shot, they're going to say he was fouled. I believe this will go against... Oh, this is going to go against Blaine Sturt. I thought Jace was the one who might be in there, but Blaine's going to pick up his third. It was a common foul, not a shooting foul. And so the Cavaliers, with 2:32 to go here in the fourth quarter, they lead by nine, and they will inbound. Taberzi will be the trigger man. He'll get the ball into Trim. Trim has it, goes off of his hands. He finally gathers it in. Up and no good, fighting for the rebound. This time, Jace Sturt had the rebound, and Aaron Wills reached over. So Wills is going to pick up the foul. That'll be his third. 16 foul against CHS. And so now the Purple Panthers trailing by nine with 2:22 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Bring it down. Blaine Sturt picks up his dribble. He's in a double team. Going to be a reach-in foul called on Duckles. That should be team number seven, as Duckles will pick up his second foul. It'll send Blaine Sturt to the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. Cabinet designs, blinds, mattresses, and more. Hines Furniture. Blaine Sturt's free throws up, and it's good. So for Sturt, that is his 19th point of the game. Looking for number 20 right here. He found it. 20 points on the night for Sturt. 2:16 to go here in the fourth quarter. 55-48, Carlinville with the lead. Timeout on the floor. Back after these messages on WSMI. Okay, very quickly, basketball games coming your way on WSMI. Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't remember all that? Don't have to remember all that. All you have to remember is go to WSMIradio.com anytime you want to check out our complete sports broadcast schedule. Once again, WSMIradio.com, and you can get all the information you need as to what our broadcasting schedule will be. Finishing up basketball season next week. Then on the 19th, we'll open up football season. Trim is wide open down at the other end as the Purple Panthers were trying to put full court pressure. Siglock did a good job of finding the open man. Blaine Sturt's going to get called for the foul. That'll be his fourth. It'll send Trim to the free throw line to shoot two. He'll go to the Hines Furniture free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville, fifth generation, stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take some home today. Trim's free throw's up, and it's good. So he hit his first free throw back in the first quarter, missed a couple in the second quarter. Now he's made the next one. See if he can make two in a row here. He'll eye it again, try it again. Nope. Comes up front iron, but there's Wills with the rebound. Wills kicks the ball out, and they'll go up top to Siglock. Inside the final 2 minutes we go. Carlinville with an eight-point lead. They're going to show a little bit of patience here. To Trim in the corner, back up top to Siglock. Siglock being guarded by McGill, and gives it off to Duckles. Duckles, being guarded by Jay Stewart, gives it back over to Taberzi. Taberzi, as we go down to 135, gives it off to Siglock. Going to be a foul called against the Cavaliers. I guess it was an illegal block. The foul is going to go against, I believe it's Taberzi. Yes, and Taberzi will pick up his second. Since it was a player or team control foul, it goes down as a turnover, number 15 on the Cavaliers. 90 seconds to go. Litchfield in a hurry now, trailing by 8. Blaine Sturt to the left side of the lane. Got a little hand in the back, didn't get called. He smashes his back into the mat there at the end of the floor, but he heads back down the other end, stretches out, and says, "I've time to go play some defense. We need the ball," trailing by 8. Oh, Siglock with a nice move, cuts through the lane and says, "I don't need to shoot." He'll bring it back out on the dribble. Now he'll give it off to Tabersi. Tabersi spins around, looking for somebody. Couple of dribbles now to Trim in the corner. Trim on the baseline, Trim to the hole, Trim to the free throw line. Powell going to be called for the foul as Ethan Trim simply made a power move baseline over on the right side. So Ethan Trim will go to the Hines free throw line. Hines Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. Fifth generation there. Trim eyes the first, tries the first, and buys the first. Okay, let's see if he can do something he hasn't done yet tonight. Let's make 2 in a row. He has 4 and a quarter. He has 15 points, looking for number 16. As he eyes it, he tries it, and he buys it. Found that range, kept that range. He hits 2 in a row. Gives him 5 points here in the fourth quarter. 50 seconds to go. Jay Stewart shot, no good. Powell comes up with a rebound. His shot's no good. Trim comes up with a rebound. Double team there, and he simply says, "Watch out, guys. I'll get the ball out," and give it off to Duckles. Duckles looks ahead. There's Wills at the other end. Shots up and off the glass, and it's good. Wills realizes, hey, if they're putting pressure on at the other end, I'm going to be all alone down here. 10-point lead. Blaine Stewart from the corner, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to be, they're going to say Siglock was standing out of bounds when he tried to throw it off of one of the Purple Panthers. 58-48 is the Cavalier lead, 23 seconds to go. Purple Panthers need quick scores and big stops. They need them in a hurry. Off it goes to McGill from the head of the key. He'll shoot for 3. Bottom of the net. Blake McGill with his second tray of the quarter, his fourth tray of the game. Makes it a 7-point game with 10 seconds to go. Going to be too little, too late. The Siglock's going to dribble into the double team down to 7 seconds. Now they're going to say, let it go. And our final score is going to be Carlinville 58, Litchfield 51. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting South Central Conference action that you've been listening to on WSMI. An entertaining night of basketball here at Simmons Gymnasium tonight. The Carlinville Cavaliers opened up a 21-9 lead on the Litchfield Purple Panthers after the first quarter. And then for the next three quarters, they played it very evenly as Litchfield outscored Carlinville 17-12 in quarter number 2 to draw the within 7 at halftime. They matched numbers in the third quarter, 11 points each, so Carlinville took that 7-point lead into the fourth quarter. And then Carlinville outscored Litchfield 16-14 in quarter number 4 to win this one 60-51. Taking a look, first of all, at the scoring for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, Blaine Stewart led the way with 20 points as he hit on 4 threes for the game. 20 points for Blaine Stewart to lead the way for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Then it was 16 points for Blake McGill as he had 4 threes and finished with 16 points, Blake McGill. Then it was 6 points for Jay Stewart, 4 points for Carson Sathoff, 3 points for Gavin Timpson, and the final 2 points coming from Keenan Powell. As we said, quarters of 9, 17, 11, and 14, the Purple Panthers were 7 for 10 from the free throw line, committed only 11 turnovers on the game, so they did a pretty good job of taking care of the ball. But Litchfield sees its overall season record drop to 1-7. They're 1-6 in South Central Conference play, and it doesn't get a whole lot easier for the Purple Panthers. Next up for them, a home game here at Simmons Gymnasium next Tuesday against the Pena Panthers. For the victorious Carlinville Cavaliers, they were led in scoring by Ethan Siglock. Siglock had 20 points. He fired in 4 threes in the first quarter, chipped in another 3 in the third quarter, another 3 in the fourth quarter. That was 18 of his 20 points, and also had a 2-pointer in the third quarter. Ethan Siglock, the 6'1 junior, leading the way for the Cavaliers with 20 points. Then it was 16 points for Ethan Trim, Trim had a lot of his points coming off of offensive rebounds, had a lot of good assists as well. Ethan Trim, the 6'2 senior, 16 points for the Cavaliers. Also in double figures, Aaron Wills, the 6'5 junior, with 12 points. Then it was 8 points for Mason Duckles and 2 points for Aiden Taberzi. Quarters of 21, 12, 11, and 16. The Cavaliers were, I had them at 6 for 9 from the free throw line for the night. They committed 15 turnovers. With the victory, the Cavaliers see their overall season record improve to 3-10, 2-6 in South Central Conference play. Next up for Carlinville, they will be at Vandalia next Tuesday. Well, that's going to about do it for game one here on this Friday evening, but make sure you stay tuned for game number two. Girls action coming your way momentarily. Lincolnwood at Nokomis. Tim Mize with the call of that one as soon as we get finished here. We want to take this opportunity to thank all the fine folks at Litchfield. Athletic Director Mark Elvers, of course, does an outstanding job to make sure all of our needs are taken care of when we come here. Drew Logan, very hospitable coach as well. Thank you to, of course, all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball games. Thank you to you fans for listening in as well. Special thanks goes back to the studio, to Jen Graham, for producing Game 1 tonight. Stay tuned because she's going to produce Game 2 as well. Lincolnwood at Nokomis, girls action coming your way. But for here, for now, from Simmons Gymnasium, this is Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.